Com and enter the promo code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three of today's show here on this Monday, August 25th, 2025 edition. Voters, not politicians, pack canvassers for approval of petition. The Binsfield building on Friday was packed with people wearing voters, not politicians shirts. As the Keep Money Out of Michigan Politics citizen-backed petition was approved by the Board of State Canvassers. Board members unanimously approved a redrafted 100-word summary that was composed after a lunch break was suggested. Chairman of the board, Richard Houskamp, the Republican, said, "There will be no lunch here today. We're going to do this cold turkey." Well, after the declaration, the board did take a half-hour break so that the Bureau of Elections Director, Attorney Jonathan Brader, could redraft the summary. After a couple of tweaks, it was approved. The 100-word summary reads, and this is what you need to understand when anybody approaches you with a clipboard. They have a legal-sized piece of paper turned sideways asking you to sign for a ballot initiative. Well, what's it about? You have to understand that they're trained to give you a very short, sometimes not 100% truthful answer. Okay, well then show me the petition sheet and let me read the 100-word summation paragraph. They're going to go, whoa, you must be listening to Trucker Randy's show. Don't just sign a petition sheet unless you fully understand what it is. For example, if it's ranked choice voting, no thank you, not interested. Actually, I'm shocked that you're even collecting signatures for this garbage and walk away. Well, on this one, this is what, for example, gives you a perfect example of a 100-word summary on a petition sheet. Quote, initiation of legislation to prohibit regulated electric and gas utilities, contractors with over $250,000 annually in government contracts, and people and organizations with substantial connection to these utility contractors for making direct or indirect campaign contributions to those who run for or hold offices that impact them. Semicolon. Expand campaign finance laws and restrictions that regulate spending on political communications, including laws that require disclosing donor information to apply to communications clearly identifying candidates or ballot questions, even if they do not expressly advocate voting for or against them. Expressly apply the law requiring disclosure of who paid for political communications to internet political communications. End quote. Well, the arguments for the day regarding the 100 words that would appear at the top of a circulated petition sheet revolved around who would be impacted by the proposal. that would bar government contractors paid more than $250,000 per year, as well as utility companies, from contributing to political campaigns. Michael Brady, a former lawyer with the Secretary of State, was representing the ballot question, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Steve Liddell, Eric Doster, formed an unusual partnership in representing in the opposing ballot question named Protect My Free Speech, this one being backed by the Chamber of Commerce. Well, one of the advocates from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Senior Vice President of Advocacy Wendy Block, said, today we're waging this fight at the Board of State Canvassers level, and we're going to be looking for other like-minded partners moving forward. Block said the chamber did get some of what they wanted out of the 100-word summary, but we're disappointed that the summary didn't include a limitation of free speech rights for some people and organizations. Everything the legislature does is a high-stakes game. And this is basically says that they don't have the right to participate in issues and support candidates who support their agenda. She said the Supreme Court has reinforced those rights, and that the summary of the ballot petition needed to reflect that. She said they would be closely monitoring the petition signature gathering process and would be scrutinizing the signatures to see if they meet the nearly 400,000 signatures required to get in front of the legislature or put it on the ballot. If they qualify for the ballot, then we move into campaign mode. So we expect to fully engage in this process all the way through. She said even after that point, there were issues regarding free speech that could still be challenged in court. Well, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics Vice Chair Sean McBreedy said they weren't worried about any free speech issues because he said they had crafted the language to meet the requirements that have already passed in other states. I'm glad that our council was able to push back against erroneous claims made regarding our initiative for the legislation. So what we're working to do here is actually put people back in the driver's seat. If the DTE CEO would like to go out and knock doors in a political race, he's more than welcome to do it after we pass this. However, they're not going to be able to use their PACs and money to support candidates going forward. Also, McBreedy said, again, they're not worried that they might get caught up in a similar situation as the minimum wage ballot initiative that ended up in the Michigan Supreme Court after the legislature adopted it and then changed the law. This adopt and amend scheme has already been ruled unconstitutional. And on top of that, we believe this is going to pass on the ballot by a very wide margin. People across the state are excited to be able to focus on lawmakers again instead of these corporations who have been funding campaigns excessively for far too long. The Binsfield building had two overflow rooms, including people standing out in the lobby of the building. One person was seen outside with a Palestinian flag. McBreedy said people had been waiting outside the building since 8:30 in the morning. I don't know how often this happens, but I think it shows that we have great energy behind this campaign from the actual voters. He said that we are aiming for Wednesday or Thursday, this last week of August, to start collecting signatures, and would be doing so with a purely voluntary circulation crew. I expect we're going to get outspent 10-1, And that's if we hit all the voters. But the money isn't going to buy the votes at the ballot box. Basically, bottom line, I agree with these guys. I hardly ever agree with Sean McBreedy. But DTE Consumers Energy, their money has been absolutely, absolutely used in campaigns. And it's got to stop. And not only is it going to be their PACs, their dollars that go into these campaigns, but vendors, contractors that have any type of contract doing business with the state of Michigan where their company gets paid over $250,000 a year, well, guess what? Those individuals will not be allowed to donate to campaigns either. And I agree with that. It is absolutely time that we get this money out of politics. These people have controlled these ads. They have controlled mailers in the mailbox. They actively go after people that support choice. Absolutely agree with this effort 100%. Good friend of ours, longtime patriot brother, former state representative Gary Glenn was running for the state senate against Kevin Daley back in the day. And because he was the chair of energy in the House, he vowed that should he get elected to be a state senator, he would ask to be the chair of the Senate committee overseeing these utilities. And he was absolutely for choice. They need competition. Well, guess what? DTE and Consumers Energy folks spent over $2 million attacking Gary Glenn. What happened? Kevin Daley won the Senate seat. Because choice is the last thing that consumers and DTE wants here in the state of Michigan. Keep money out of Michigan politics. Bring me that one, I'll sign it. And I think you should too. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to just acknowledge a couple of things real quick. Again, if you would like to take advantage of the end of summer clearance sale happening for MyPillow, just text me MP for MyPillow and I'll send you the screenshot of the information. Also, if you want to take advantage of Missy's 25% discount for new clients, also returning clients. If you need a little bit of a redo on your fat burn, she's offering 25% off on a 20-day or 30-day fat burn if that's something you're interested in, as well as wellness scans. So this is through September 5th. It's going to be next Friday, a week from this Friday, this sale will end. So if you want that information, just text me, Missy, and I'll text you the phone number, 269-964-4044. Lots of petition drives out there, folks. AskMyTax.org, Carla Wagner's effort. Full blast, fully engaged, moving forward, getting signatures across the entire state of Michigan. Ranked choice voting, not interested. This pack for Michiganders' money out of politics, totally support that one. And here's the thing. If you're out and about, it's after the show, it's after 12 noon, I respond to text messages, phone calls, whatever. If you're at an event and you're not really sure, you're not clear on whether you should sign a petition sheet or not, after asking the circulator what's it about, again, ask them to hand you the petition sheet and allow you to read the 100-word summation. If for some reason, after you read it, you're still confused, then call me or text me. And I'll be glad to share whatever information I have on that particular petition to let you know whether or not you should sign it. They're saying, folks, that there could be anywhere from 8 to 12 ballot proposals on our ballot next November. It's all going to be based on collecting signatures. So, again, do your due diligence. Ask the questions. have them show you the petition sheet, hold it, and read it. It's only 100 words. It'll only take you probably a minute or two to get through it. And then you can ask them tough questions and see how they respond. So this is very, very critical that you do this. Don't give your signature away to somebody that you may not really truly want. But keeping money out of Michigan politics, totally, totally, totally support that one. These two utility companies, DTE and Consumers Energy, they need competition statewide. Now, I thank God we have co-ops up here in northern Michigan. That's not the case for 90% of our electric grid. So you got to ask the questions. Don't just say, sure, I'll sign your petition. Somebody walks up to you, will you sign my petition? What's it for? What's it about? Once you get their sometimes not truthful answer, then ask to read the paragraph. And if you're still not sure, then call me. Or text me, either way, and I'll respond accordingly. Now, one of the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow's show, I don't have time to get into this story today, but state level dollars coming into Lansing, well, one of them is Medicaid. The OBBB, One Big Beautiful Bill, has come with some handful of policy changes that's going to have major implications on state budgets and operations. This, according to a National Conference of State Legislatures policy expert. Catherine Costanza, program principal for health, said five policies in the bill account for 86% of hundreds of billions of dollars in federal savings that will not go necessarily turn into state savings. So we're going to wrap this story up in Saran wrap, put it in the refrigerator. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. But it's very, very interesting how the federal government is making cuts in the dollars coming to these states, and now the state of Michigan, they're going to have to deal with this. Very, very, very interesting. So we'll continue this story tomorrow. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Thank you for our sponsors. Thank you for our radio family. And please send me those text messages and I'll give you the links. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Toski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next